This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, welcome back to Friend Crush. I'm your host, Amber Akilla. This is my podcast where I talk about stuff and things, cute, chaotic, and critical thinking. You can follow me on all the things at Amber Akilla, Friend Crush meme page on Instagram at friend.crush, Friend Crush merch, friendcrush.club. Keep an eye out for drops. And yeah. Thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody is doing well. I am good. I'm still not fully recovered from this cold. So annoying. But other than that, I'm great. Today's episode is about asking yourself, like, how do you feel in your experience of a person, of a job, of whatever, like, and it kind of is inspired or like ties back to the very first Friend Crush podcast episode, which was inspired by my friend's situation. She was like married and then kind of had an affair, and then the guy that she had an affair with kept messaging her, and then I would like help her draft messages to this guy when he was bothering her. And that was what, like, in 2020, now it's 2023, so this has been in like an ongoing thing in her life. I get like quarterly updates from her. And then the other month when I was catching up with her, she's, you know, there's progress on this situation. She's no longer with her husband, or she decided to like separate from him. And then, you know, the guy that she had an affair with is like still pursuing her. And then there was this other guy. And she was saying how, like, you know, the guy that she had an affair with, and I guess she was in love with, it, like, she was anxious because, or she feels anxious because he doesn't really provide her reassurance when they're apart, and, like, he's not good with his phone, or, like, I don't know, it doesn't really matter what the details were, but ultimately it was, like, she was feeling this like anxiety that I don't know whether she had like communicated to him properly or not. But my question to her was just like, so how do you feel when you're with these guys? Like, what is it? What are they bringing to your life that makes you feel that you need to pursue them? You know, like, are they pursuing you? Or, like, you know that they enjoy your company, but do you enjoy their company? Like, what is it about them that makes you feel like you need to end your marriage? Or, you know, and it's not like she shouldn't do that if she wasn't happy in her marriage, but it's just like, it was so interesting because she was like, I've literally never asked myself that question. And she's like a few years older than me too. Obviously getting a lot more attention than I am. But I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't want to be in a relationship if it, like, works out well for me, or if it's, like, you know, worth being in, if it adds to my life rather than taking away from it. I just don't find that many men that interesting enough to want to spend every day thinking about them and talking to them. I was like, are they that interesting? Like, do you like them as people, or is there just a part of you that wants to be with them, wants to be like them, or thinks that being close to them by association is going to make you seem more successful because there's something about what they've achieved that you admire? But that is not actually relevant to the way that they treat you and how you feel when you're together. You know, like a guy's achievements in his professional life do not always translate into his like relationship skills. Just because he's doing well on paper doesn't mean he can treat you well, right? And she kind of had never thought about this. She was quite shook. And I was quite shook that she was quite shook. But I feel like she appreciated, like, you know, this kind of offering of an alternative way of seeing her relationships. Because I think prior to that, it was so much about the validation that these men could give her, but not like a feeling of security or a feeling of being really appreciated, you know? And I think that for me, I've experienced what it's like in small doses to be treated well by men. So as a result, I will not tolerate poor treatment from them. And this is interpreted as me hating men, but it's just like, I literally am not interested in you if you cannot bring anything to my life. Like, if you're not making it better, then you're probably making it worse. That doesn't mean I hate you. It just means I'm not interested. And that is kind of like the greatest affront to men with fragile egos, because they've been conditioned to think that all women are desperate for their attention. And it doesn't matter what men do or don't do. Women will still want to be with them. Women still want to be married. Women still want to be partnered with men. Women still seek the validation of men. So the idea of a woman being indifferent to a man's approval is such a foreign concept to them. The way that for my friend, the idea that how she feels in the presence of the men that pursue her or that she thinks that she needs validation from, like how she feels is of importance. It's wild because men want to insist on logic. Okay, logically speaking, if you're not making my life better, why would I continue to allow you in it? Riddle me that. It's really that simple. And you're a human being, so of course you develop emotional attachments to people. You have a fantasy of what it might be like if this guy that you are attracted to could just, you know, treat you with respect, could just change his personality to see value in contributing positively to a woman's life rather than just extracting her emotional, spiritual energy. That's normal. But then, you know, if you want to be hot and have fun, you want to live a life where you can be living in peace and prosperity, then you kind of need to get a little logical. Is this person adding to my life or taking away from it? The way that I might be adding to their life. You know, men aren't going to keep you around if they don't benefit from you in some way. So why do you keep them around when you're not benefiting? They are so quick to dispose of women that they don't think they can get anything out of, whether that's physical, emotional, financial, whatever. Don't let them make you think that you are being selfish or that you are being misandrist by asking yourself whether or not they bring any benefit to your life, whether you benefiting them is somehow coming at a cost to you, okay? They don't give a shit. No man is ever going to tell you, hey, you're acting a little too desperate. Very few will tell you that, okay? You offer it up to them, they're going to take it. You gatekeep it, maybe they'll put in effort to get access, maybe they won't, but it's important that you gatekeep so that you see whether or not what you have to offer is going to be treated as something of value to them or just something that they can use and dispose of when it's no longer convenient. Okay? Human nature. Okay? It doesn't make them bad people. It just makes them people. It just makes them men, unfortunately. So, you know, I think the difference is that women will are not interested in men that are overly enthusiastic, that are a little too friendly, a little too familiar too early on. You know, you'll kind of be like, oh, I'm not interested. If a guy is like coming on too strong, a lot of the times women are not interested in taking advantage of that. Not to say that women don't take advantage of that. You know, we've all dated when we've just been a little bit bored. We've all lowered our perceived standards for something to keep us entertained or validated when we're not feeling so good in life. We are only human too. But for the most part, it's like, actually, that's not true. Women take advantage of men all the time, but it's a totally different dynamic. But there's very few opportunities for men. It's very rare that a man is actually going to go above and beyond for women in a way that is detrimental to the man. You know, they're still able to do all the things that they want to do in society while doing a little extra in their personal life, you know. But women, I don't think, are afforded that luxury in the same way. Of course, there are men that have their money stolen by women, get scammed, get catfished, whatever, but like, long term, I feel like they're usually okay in ways that women are not, all right? And also, you know, for women who it is a priority to have children, there is more of a time crunch on that than there is for men. But I also think the idea that, like, men can just, like, donate their sperm willy-nilly, like, that they're always fertile is a total, like, myth. Sperm count's going down globally. There's going to be a time when, like, we're going to enter a time where men are going to have to think more carefully about, like, their reproductive health than they currently do. Because, unfortunately, this, like, hyper-capitalistic society that has very little regard for the natural environment and the impacts of, like, human civilization and society on it are having detrimental effects on everyone and their reproduction, not just women. But, yeah, it'll take time until people wake up. Anyway, yeah, I just feel like there's also this TikTok that I saw of this girl in her Delulu state, like, he watched my story, like, he's keen, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, her ex just randomly one day started watching her story, and she's, like, trying to convince her friend that this has significance, and the friend is so frustrated, like, it doesn't mean anything, like, who cares? He watched your story, like, that doesn't mean anything. And she's like, he's keen. And I'm just, like, so sad for this girl, because I'm like, that is where the bar is for you. He watched your story. Anybody can watch your story, babe. And, like, there are plenty of people that are going to start a conversation with you as a result of what you post. And that is going to be a demonstration of effort extended towards you and, like, an appreciation of who you are and what you've posted online. Not this guy who just watches your story and that's it. Like, there is no meaning there. Why do you want to be with a guy who is not putting effort into getting to know you, into being in your life, into demonstrating the value that he can contribute to your life? Watching your Instagram story is meaningless. Like, he's keen for what? Keen to waste your time? Look at the state that you're in right now. You're not even talking. You're not even associated with each other. You're already heartbroken. But it's just like, if she asked herself, how do I feel when I'm with this guy? How does his behavior affect my life? He watched your Instagram story and you're literally like arguing with your friend about what it means. Like, is that a productive or like joyful way for you to spend your life? He's not even talking to you and he's ruined your day. And he's putting your friendship in jeopardy. You know, like, you can't just... Sometimes the delusions don't need to be fed. Okay, they're just there for you to like be aware of and like get a handle on. They don't need to be like ran with. Because that's what men do to the opposite extreme. They're like, how do I feel when I'm with this girl? Does she make me feel like a man or does she threaten that concept? And they will, on the opposite end of the spectrum, run from anything that challenges their fragile self-concept if they don't have a strong one. You know, like, oh, maybe she... And then they end up in their own toxic cycle. So it's about finding, like, a happy medium. You know, you want to be challenged, but you also want to be supported by the people that you're intimate with. And I don't just mean that in a romantic sense. I mean that in, like, a friendship and a work sense too. The people that I'm working with, I hope that we have a respectful, mutually supportive relationship that allows us to make money together and challenge each other in the ways that will facilitate win-win outcomes. People that I'm friends with, I would hope that we are mutually supportive, understanding and encouraging of each other, so that not only are we expanding our views and our experience of the world, but we're also able to, like, validate each other's experience, even if that's different. But that's just me personally, you know? And because I've defined what's important to me, then I can assess what I come in contact with accordingly and, like, to what degree I allow it in my life. And before, when I hadn't defined it so clearly, or I didn't feel confident in defining it, or I felt like I needed to define it the way that other people defined it, you know, it was a little bit more messy. But now I feel like, you know, in spite of uncomfortable conversations or experiences or feelings, it's much easier to return to what's really important to me, which is being hot and having fun. Am I hot or having fun? Is this facilitating hotness and funness? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then okay, how can we get back to that? If the answer is yes, cool, more of this. Let's keep it moving. It doesn't need to be as hard as we think it is. Life is inherently complicated, or the experience of life is complicated, but I feel like we can really simplify the ways in which we pursue meaning and joy and happiness, you know? And it's about getting to the root of the type of experience that you want. If you don't define that for yourself, other people are going to be defining it for you. They're going to be telling you, they're going to be leading you along, and you're just going to be along for the ride. You'll be in the passenger seat of your own life. But if you decide, okay, this is how I want it to be, you can be in the driver's seat, and then you can also get in the passenger seat every now and then as well. But you know how to get back in the driver's seat. You need to know what it means to be in the driver's seat of your own life so that you can take control back. So that if you put yourself in the passenger seat for a time and suddenly it's not going in a direction that you want, you know how to get back on track. And sometimes you just kind of, I don't know, you kind of get pushed around by other people, by the voices and expectations of other people that you've internalized. And you don't really know which way is up or down for you. And when you take the time, this is why being alone and spending time alone is so important, as well as spending time with others. It's like when you're by yourself and you sit in your aloneness, you realize that the people who have expectations for you, who insist on you doing things a certain way, they are not in the room with you. So why would you make a decision in their best interests and not yours? They're not with you every day. They are not living your life. They are not experiencing life through your body, through your point of view. So why would their interests be more important than yours? And when you haven't spent time being truly alone, and when you're just by yourself, you're distracting yourself, and you're still allowing the chatter of other people's nonsense occupy your mind rather than observing the ways in which you can clear that out and then figure out what's actually important to you, you're not going to know. You're going to be confused. You're going to be making decisions based on what other people want and never truly feeling satisfied because you haven't taken the time to really understand what's important to you. The same way that when you're in the presence of men whose validation that you chase and you don't actually consider what you get out of this other than the ego stroke of being desired and then you giving to this man, him feeling great, he gets what he wants, But he doesn't even know how to give you what you want because you don't know. Okay, you're depleted because you haven't set boundaries for yourself and you haven't asserted anything. You've just allowed him to take you along for the ride. And I'm saying this from experience. Okay, I'm saying this because I've been in situations where I was just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't really know if I want to be in a relationship or not. This guy kind of likes me. He's tried harder than everybody else. Let's just see what happens. Not great things have happened, okay? But live and learn. And now I'm here to tell you. It matters how you feel. It matters what people are contributing to your life as much as it matters what you contribute to others, okay? It's about finding a balance between both. It doesn't mean that you're just here to extract from others, but you can give with intention and receive with awareness and intention and gratitude. Don't just let it be an ego stroke of knowing that you're desirable. That is so nothing. This is not anything, okay? Anything can be desired, but not everything can be appreciated and held with the grace and care necessary for it to be nurtured, for it to bloom, for it to be empowered. You need to learn how to do that for yourself so that you know whether other people are contributing and facilitating that in a way that is mutually beneficial, not just beneficial to them, you know? Anyway, thanks for tuning in. You can follow me on all the things. Friendcrush.club, website for merch. Keep an eye out. Oh, subscribe for exclusive voice memo episodes. A little bit more unhinged, a little bit more chaotic, a little bit more personal, a little bit more 3 a.m. in the morning. I can't sleep. I'm going to like thought dump. For those episodes, there's a link to subscribe. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. Stay hot and having fun. Define it on your own terms, okay? What do I do to feel hot? What do I do to have fun? What are those things? Figure it out and then assess your experience accordingly. Fun laddie, which is Chinese for sort through the rubbish. That's what life is sometimes. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Love you so much. Drink lots of water. Tell your friends and family that you love them. Go be a better person. Stay hot and having fun. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.